Welcome to the Politics of Everything. I'm Amber Danes, your host and podcast producer. This is a half hour of power, a podcast dropping every week where I unpack the politics of everything, from money to motherhood, nutrition to narcissism, startups to secularism, the environment, quality, and much, much more. Our guests are seasoned in the field or topic of their choice, even if you've not heard of them yet. This is a non-partisan show. So while I love exploring varied views and get a buzz from a healthy debate of ideas, this is not a purely blue, white, green program. Please subscribe, tune in, and enjoy the politics of everything. For over a decade, Doreen Brown has helped transform businesses, supporting clients to optimize for more income and impact. After struggling with burnout herself, Doreen decided to laser focus on how to do business and with more ease while still growing her income. And that's where human design has come into it. And that's our topic for today. It completely changed her life and her business. Her yearly profit doubled, and she had more time off to disconnect from work stuff and enjoy time with her family and improve, of course, her health and well-being. That definitely does sound like a win-win. Once she began integrating this with her clients and seeing their results, she knew she was given its mission to help other people understand and use human design. And now she aims to help as many female entrepreneurs as possible discover the best way to have a wildly successful business that supports their dreams and desires using her optimized operating system. So hello, Doreen, and welcome to the Politics of Everything.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Amber.
Podcasting remotely can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Since day one of the Politics of Everything, I have relied on Zencastr's all-in-one solution to make the process quick and painless, the way it should be for those of us who just love great content and want to get our ideas out into the world. If you know me, I'm obsessed with quality in terms of my guests, my sound, and everything about my show has to be great the first time. I'm time poor. It's so easy to use Zencastr. I'm not tech savvy and you don't need to be either. There's nothing to download. Just click on the link and off we go. Zencastr is all about making your podcasting experience easy, and with everything from local recording to automate post-productions now in their toolkit, you don't have to leave your browser to get that episode done and done fast. I have a special offer for you, and I hopefully you can experience what I have with Zencastr. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my VIP code, the politics of everything, all lowercase and one word, to get 30% off your first 3 months of Zencastr Professional. How good is that? I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story.
Pleasure. I ask my guests this question all the time, and I love to be able to just find out what people thought they might do when they were young and whether their early career was what they thought it would be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, mine is a definite no. So my background is actually in psychology. And when I was doing my degree in the third year and it was placement time, I very soon found out that it just wasn't aligned with me. Mm-hmm. And so it took a bit of a turn after finishing my degree.
Oh, so you went as far as to do the degree and everything?
I did a whole degree. Yeah, okay. I did a double degree in psychology and sociology. And at the end of it, realized at the ripe old age of 19 and 20, nearly 20 years old at the time, this is just not the career path for me. Being an empath, I would take on a lot of people's emotions and the stories that they would share. I was just not very good at being able to manage my own, I guess, mental health in those situations. And so I ended up moving into the training and compliance area and used my skills, in that arena instead, predominantly in the financial services industry and in the corporate sector.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Can you tell us, for anyone who's not familiar with it, what human design is and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So it can be quite a complex system. So I'm going to give you the simplified version of it. But basically, human design is your unique blueprint. So we are all born with our own unique human design blueprint. And the way in which we find out what our blueprint is through three main things. And that's our date of birth, our time of birth, and our location. So quite similar to astrology. I'm not sure if you've ever had an astrology reading done.
Years ago I would have definitely. Yeah.
So it has a lot of similarities with that, but it just takes it from a different angle, if you wish, and it's comprised of lots of different areas as well. So again, I'm going to stick with the simplified version because it can get a little bit overwhelming.
I can imagine. Yeah. I guess this is the 101 for most of us.
This is just the 101. Yeah. Which is what I needed when I first discovered it as well. But our unique blueprint is something that we're each individually born with. And many of us, like me, didn't know that it even existed. So the blueprint basically goes through and shows you your unique strengths and your weaknesses, and then allows you to use those gifts in order to improve different areas of your life. So whether that be your personal life, whether that be relationships, whether that be in business, in marketing, it can actually impact, you know, completely different areas of your life. And each individual person, as mentioned, because they've got this unique blueprint, they're also one of five different energy types. So really similar again to astrology, where you're either a Taurus or a Gemini, as I am, human design has archetypes within it as well. So the five energy types that human design has are manifestors, generators, manifesting generators, projectors, and reflectors. Now, there isn't one that is superior than the other. What it is just a matter of knowing which one you are so that you can work with that rather than against it. So it's really the path of least resistance and trying to understand yourself on a deeper level and really being able to identify again how to use your uniqueness in different areas of your life and in your business.
I love that. And I think, you know, most people can relate to that. And of course, if they're curious, there's probably loads of stuff that they can read about and follow and obviously engage with you as well. Give us an example or two of how we can use it in our lives and for you in your business. Obviously, this is something that you're doing with clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason why I really love human design is because it shows you a roadmap that is specific and unique to each individual. So I've been working in the visibility and digital marketing space now for 12 years, and human design just provides an extra layer or element that you may not have, you know, considered before when working with clients. So the way in which I use it is when I do start working with a client is they'll complete a really quick little sort of questionnaire. This will then generate their human design chart, and we'll be able then to look at certain aspects of themselves and of their personality that we can then use to optimize then working through their business and working through their marketing as well. So previously, before discovering human design, my main focus really was on optimizing someone's online presence. And then,
which would make sense, right? Like that's what you've been sort of engaged to do in some ways.
Exactly, exactly. But what I was finding was that when we were trying to optimize the marketing side of things without really looking at the business and without really looking at the individual, the results were not as impactful as it was when looking at the full system. And at the beginning, you mentioned that optimized operating system.
That's what I was going to tap into. So a bit about that maybe kind of is important, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. So that takes optimizing self, optimizing business, and then optimizing your marketing so that you're getting a more holistic approach to what you're doing, both personally and professionally as well. So it's really, again, understanding you as a person instead of you trying to be something that you're not or trying to do something that's really out of alignment with yourself. It's about finding the right recipe and the ingredients for you, making sure that that's all in alignment before injecting that into your business and then moving forward, you know, into your marketing. So it's really, again, getting that full holistic approach to optimization rather than just looking at the marketing on its own, you know, and individually.
Are there limits or areas where perhaps human design is not so helpful or is not part of the whole solution for yourself or the clients you work with?
Absolutely. You need to be open to it. So one of the things I always say is I would never force someone to get a human design chart if they didn't feel they were open to receiving that information, because it is, I guess, moving towards the woo-woo side of things. And you do need to have an open mind when it comes to human design, because there's a lot of concepts and a lot of information within that that you wouldn't have really seen before or heard before. And if you're not open to it, then it's really not going to work. Yeah. So that's, that's the real time.
That's like anything though, isn't it? Like it's even like if you say, for example, in psychology, if you're not open to, you know, behavior cognitive therapy and you think it's all going to not make sense, it's not going to work for you, it probably won't work for you because you're not applying what you're learning.
Exactly right. And human design is the same. And the reason I love it is because I integrate it into strategy. So apart from, I guess, the woo-woo side of things, there is, you know, a lot of information within it that you can use as part of a strategy in business and in marketing, and even obviously with optimizing self. And so that's
what would be an example of that? You know, what are you talking about? So you've got some sort of digital plan for someone and it's, you know, a personal brand or something like that. How do you actually use that to inform what you should be doing?
Yeah. So within your human design, there are other elements like your strategy and your inner authority that work best even in specific types of businesses and also the types of marketing that you do. So having been in my own business now for nearly 7 years, over that period of time, I don't know if you've seen this as well, Amber, but there's been an influx of entrepreneurs and people launching their own businesses. It's probably tenfold to what it was back in 2017 when I launched my business. And so what's happened throughout that time is we're trying to follow other people's programs and courses and coaching and doing all of those things because we've seen other people have success by following their own unique human design. And so when we do that and we fail, we kind of look at it and go, okay, well, it's worked for them. How come it's not working for me? And the reason is because there are certain things within business and within marketing that are in more alignment with us as people, as humans, and it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all approach. Right. So, and that's why you'll see a lot of people, again, you know, having success with certain programs and certain coaching and things, and other people not. It's because they've designed that based on their own elements, you know, their own personal strategy, their own inner authority, and parts of their human design, which are very different from others.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you for explaining that in so much detail.
That's okay.
How do you make human design work for you these days? I mean, I don't know if this is true, but like anything that you start off, you might implement some of it. And then as you're learning more and more about, you know, its power and its, I guess, advocacy, do you find that you're using it differently to maybe you did in the beginning?
Absolutely. Yes. So in the beginning, everything's very exciting because you're learning.
Bring shiny objects, you know, go this way.
And you're learning it all. And I think human design really is an experiment. And I've spent the past 12 months elbows deep in human design, like everything revolving around it. And then I started off the new year, not so much, you know, using it to that extent. And so it is still part of my daily business life and my marketing life and the way in which I make decisions. But I would also have to say that it's not as full on as what it was maybe 12 months ago. So I'm aware of it. I'm aware of the benefits of it. I do take a step back and examine what I'm doing and just ensure that it's in alignment with myself rather than me trying to, I guess, compare myself to another business owner or someone else who's in my industry. I do always come back to my human design chart and look at it and go, okay, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing and this is the path that I'm following. But yes, I would say that it's not as intense as it was probably 12 months ago.
That makes sense as well. Yeah. How can human design work with other philosophies? And maybe that's what you're talking about, you know, integrating it into other ways of operating your life and your business. Is there something that you found that's kind of really worked for you in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's more about using it to optimize what you're doing. And I'm a big believer in every single thing that you do can be done with, you know, simplicity and do it in such a way that you're going to maximize it and get the most out of it. And I guess that's why I've spent 12 years, you know, in the SEO and digital marketing space, because that's all about optimization. And so human design is there for me and for my clients to work in conjunction with our business and marketing strategies. So I wouldn't call myself, for example, a human design reader or a human design specific coach. It's more about integrating that into things that you're doing. So for example, if you're running, you know, an online business, there would be certain elements within your design that you can leverage in order to optimize that business and really get the most out of it. And it's exactly the same with your marketing. You know, there's certain activities within your marketing strategy that you're doing. And by understanding your human design, the energy type that you are, and all of the components of it, you can further optimize your strategy and really give yourself a competitive, you know, edge. Yeah. And what I've seen with my clients in particular, so the ones where we have integrated human design into our business and marketing strategy, is that because they've optimized self, they've optimized their business, their marketing is better optimized as well, because everything is in better alignment.
That totally makes sense though. That just even without understanding the details of how that works, it almost feels like, I mean, I use, you know, that term flow, you know, when you're in flow in your work and you just know that everything is just, you're feeling energized, you're focused, you're like, you know, your best ideas are coming forward, and it can take you less time, which I think is the big one for most people.
Correct. Absolutely. And that's all about optimizing it as well, is utilizing and maximizing your time, because it's really one of those assets that you can't get back once it's gone, really.
Absolutely. So, Oh, that's great. So just changing tack a little bit, what's your number one business tool at the moment? It can't be your smartphone, unfortunately, because everyone has one of those and everyone would probably mention that. So, you know, it could be like an app, it could be a way in which you do things. And why is it really helping you either in your business and or your life?
Yeah, absolutely. So over the past 7 years, what I've seen, particularly in my industry and just in the business, in, you know, industry in general, is that we've really overcomplicated everything. Everything seems to need 10 extra steps and bits and funnels and all the things. So the one thing that I maintain in my business is simplicity. So having a simple, you know, calendar system, having a simple online management system like Google Docs and my email and all the things that live under a cloud, so I can access it without too much complication and without technology really taking over. I don't think we need to overcomplicate things. And again, you know, in the time that I've been running my business, I've seen so many things pop up onto the market, lots of shiny, you know, shiny objects.
Oh, there's a new one every week, I think.
Every week, yeah. And so we're, you know, feeling like we need to be on 5 different social media platforms. We need to set up 10 different, you know, marketing funnels. We need to be, you know, doing email marketing. We need to be doing all the things. And I don't. I keep it super simple. I don't even have like a large team. I have a personal assistant and that's it. And I've been running my business successfully, touch wood, and profitably based on that. And obviously through integrating human design now as well.
Yeah, terrific. I love that. So your biggest life lesson to date, and why has it been important?
Biggest life lesson, I think, is putting business first before your health and before your well-being and before your family even. And the reason why it's had such an impact is because when I was about 5 years into my business, I ended up getting quite sick and found out after, you know, a lot of research and digging into that I actually had an autoimmune disease that was now stuck with me for life.
Oh dear, so I'm sorry to hear that. That's huge. That's a huge shift.
Yeah, yeah, and it's now, you know, nearly 3 years into that pathway and journey as well. And so for me, the biggest lesson is to really stop forcing something and to stop working yourself to the bone, because again, I think just in being in business and being an entrepreneur, we're constantly striving to get that next, you know, achievement and that next goal. And sometimes we forego our health and our well-being.
And that's the basics, right? Like you don't have anything if you don't have those things.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's really how I came across human design, because I was at a crossroads in my business where I was like, I keep feeling like I'm forcing things and really, you know, in that hustle mode and hustle culture. And it's now landed me, yeah, this, you know, autoimmune disease, which I'm now learning to live with. But that also impacts, you know, your family. I have two boys, a husband, you know, it impacts all aspects of your life. And so that's definitely the biggest lesson is business does not come before you. You come before everything. And that's the most important thing to keep in mind.
Which leads me to my next question. How do you define success these days?
Success for me is having that balance between loving what I'm doing but not letting it take over my life. So still enjoying the weekends, still enjoying the moments when kids come home from school and being able to really switch off. So I'm working from home. I've worked from home for 12 years and you know, sometimes that line is really hard to define. Like, when do you close the door and walk away from work? Because as you said, we've got smartphones, we feel like we're always on. And so really being able to press that off button and just disconnecting from work stuff and really putting yourself into, you know, personal things with your family, with your kids, I think is, yeah, super important.
And a takeaway message for us on the politics of human design.
I would get started with it in the most simple way possible. Just like digital marketing and SEO, it's got lots of layers and lots of levels, and you can really go down the rabbit hole and start to get quite overwhelmed by it. So I think if you go ahead, grab your human design chart, there's lots of online resources where you can obtain your chart from. We can also share a link of one that you can obtain through my website if you like. But just having a look at it and identifying first and foremost what your energy type is and really getting an understanding of that along with your strategy and your inner authority. Those three things are probably where I would begin, because there's lots of additional information that comes with human design that you don't really need to dive into when you're just starting out and learning about your own, you know, individual blueprint.
And of course, if they want to connect with you further, there are details in the show notes, so you can obviously help them on that journey. But it's been a great conversation, and definitely opening our minds to human design sounds like a really powerful thing. So until next time, take care. Thanks so much for listening today. If you've enjoyed the politics of everything, I thrive on your feedback. So please add a short review and share the podcast with your network through Apple, Spotify, and all the usual suspects. I'm always on the hunt for new and diverse guests. So if you or someone you know has a fresh idea you're busting to get out there, please email me at amber@amberdanes.com, and my crew will get back to you very soon.